Is there a supernatural dimension? A world beyond the one we know? Is there life after death? Do angels exist? Can our dreams contain messages from heaven? Can we tap into ancient secrets of the supernatural? Are healing miracles real? Sid Roth has spent over 35 years researching the strange world of the supernatural. Join Sid for this edition of It's Supernatural.
Hello, Sid Roth here. Welcome to my world where it's naturally supernatural. My guest is in the middle of such a move of God's Spirit. He's seeing signs, wonders, miracles, the dead being raised, everything you've always wanted. And he said, anything he does, you can do better. Furthermore, he says he has the written word of God, that this glory of God is available to everyone. Yes. Jeff Jensen, you seem almost dogmatic that this year there'll be an outpouring of God's Spirit and no one's going to be left out. How can you be so sure?
The Lord said, Jeff, starting in 2017, 18, 19, 20, and 21, it's Acts 2:17, 18, 19, 20, and 21. The book of Acts 2:17 is where Peter said...
That's kind of neat. 2000, did you get that? Between 2017 to 2021, and it's Acts 2, chapter 17 to 21. That's pretty cool.
It's exactly what it is. The Lord said, this is what it is. It's Peter basically saying, in the latter days, I will pour out my Spirit upon your sons and your daughters, and they shall prophesy. And again, I will pour out my Spirit, verse 18, upon your men servants and your maid servants, and they shall prophesy. And I will show signs in the heavens and on the earth. It's the Holy Spirit being poured out upon a people that move in signs, wonders, and miracles. And it's not just for the generals. It's not just for the elites. It's not just for those that have doctorates. It's not just for those that have received impartation from spiritual fathers or had some kind of an angelic encounter. It's for everybody. God's going to use a glory generation that moves in signs and wonders and miracles to bring in a billion souls to Himself.
Although it's for everybody, as you point out, it's available to everyone. Everyone won't participate. It takes hunger for God, hunger for the things of God, hunger to be with God. And I'm going to tell you something, Jeff, just hanging around you, you just radiate that hunger. But you weren't always that way. At age 19, you had a major encounter with God. What happened?
When I was 19 years old, I was in a season of just praying. I was hungry for God, Sid, and hunger is key. I was hungering for God. I just wanted Him. I wanted Him more than anything. I'd spend hours in prayer, hours in worship, hours with the Holy Spirit. That was before there were schools of the supernatural or secret place schools. I didn't know any of that stuff. I was just hungry for God. And I went to bed one night in February in Wisconsin. It was cold outside. I was praying inside. I went to bed, and Jesus appeared in my room at 3 o'clock in the morning. He woke me up with waves of love and power. And as I was coming to, Sid, there was a light on the back of the wall of my bedroom. I thought I had left the light on. I thought the light was shining in from the window behind my bed, but there was no window there. It was the Lord. It was the glory. And it was a radiating glory. And as I was looking at it, feeling the love of God, it turned into a rainbow. And the Lord wrote my name in the rainbow. He said, I love you, Jeff. And then He continued to show me.
Does that mean a lot to you? I love you, Jeff.
It means everything to me, Sid. Means everything to me. And the Lord loves everybody. He loves you. And some of you are even listening right now, and you're feeling the power of the Holy Spirit right now.
I feel it.
I can feel it right now. He loves us. And He loved me, and He was telling me in the promise, the rainbow, on my back wall, I love you, Jeff. And then He continued to show me what my ministry would be. He showed me stadiums, and he showed me revival. And he showed me, I saw a picture of me in that television as the Lord was telling me a vision about what my life would be like. I saw myself standing in a field in Africa and many people coming to Jesus Christ. I even watched myself raise a man from the dead in that vision. It was amazing.
Has this all come to pass?
It's all come to pass now. I'm in it now. We're doing it now.
You know, when we come back, I'm going to ask Jeff. Now, there's many keys for operating God because God's so vast. But there is one key that, in my opinion, most believers miss big time. It's the most important key, Jeff says. Be right back.
We'll be right back to It's Supernatural.
ISN. The It's Supernatural online network is not just another Christian TV network. ISN offers live streaming of programs 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, right on your mobile devices or smart TVs.
ISN lets me watch my favorite shows anytime I want.
These exclusive programs are life-changing. Multitudes report getting healed and having their prayers answered. Get ready to receive your supernatural breakthrough, your healing, your miracle. Download the free ISN app today.
We now return to It's Supernatural.
Jeff, in 2003, you had an angelic encounter that catapulted you into a whole new place in God. Tell me about it.
Well, Sid, I had already been moving in miracles, always doing ministry, but I had dedicated a season of my life just to be able to press into the Lord because I wanted to go higher. I wanted something fresh from the Lord. So it was a season of prayer. And one night, I went to bed after soaking in the presence of God, listening to music and prayer, contemplative. I was laying in my bed, asleep, and I was awakened by the blast of a trumpet. Two angels stood at the foot of my bed blowing silver trumpets in my face. I knew exactly what John the Revelator said. In the presence of God, he felt like he was a dead man in the presence of this supernatural being. That's what I felt like. What came out of that encounter, I was taken into a place in heaven. And in this place in heaven, it was like a map room, a room of intercession. It was a map room where angels and people were praying for what God was going to release on the earth before the second coming of Jesus Christ. We were talking about that glory generation. I came back. Everything changed in my ministry. Things were happening that I didn't have a grid for.
You know what? I believe you became a forerunner of what's coming. That's what it sounds like.
Yeah. I didn't know what was happening. I was seeing gold teeth. Gemstones started appearing. Creative miracles began to manifest in the meeting. I didn't even know how to explain it, but something tangible, something new.
And by the way, you were at a meeting. You were one of my speakers. And so it was a funny story. This woman got a gold tooth, and I had her and her husband come on the platform. And I said to her husband, "Are you sure she didn't have a gold tooth before?" And he's kind of very tight with money. It was so funny. He said, "I'd never pay for a gold tooth." Okay, so you're in this new place, and I mean, you really didn't even have a grid for these things to happen.
I didn't, you know, there's no precedence for it in the scripture. I mean, where do you find gold teeth in the scripture? But it's not about gold teeth. The ministry of signs and wonders just began to automatically happen. Signs and wonders happen. These attesting signs follow them that believe, Mark 16, 17. Signs and wonders are normal and natural. Jesus moved in signs and wonders. He had Peter go down to the Sea of Galilee, and the first fish you take out, pull a coin out of its mouth. He moved in odd, different kinds of miracles.
Well, you call it radical anointings. And is this what you mean that Acts 2 is talking about when the Spirit of God is coming on all flesh?
Yeah, absolutely. It says, Acts 2, 17, "I will pour out my Spirit upon all mankind. Your sons and your daughters will prophesy." So automatically, signs and wonders, they start prophesying. And then it says, "I'll show signs in the heavens and on the earth," with these prophetic people as an outpouring happens. And the end result is, verse 21 for Acts 2, 21, and for 2021, is, "It will come to pass in that day that whosoever will call upon the name of the Lord will be saved."
Wait a second. Whosoever will be saved. But what you said that most people miss is that God's pouring His Spirit on all flesh.
All flesh. off. That's why everybody can do it. That's why you're feeling the presence of the Holy Spirit right now. You're feeling right now. I feel the draw right now. Some of you are saying, you know what? It's not just for Jeff Jansen. It's not just for Sid Roth. It's for me as well. God's going to pour out His Spirit upon all flesh. You can move prophetically through the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. The end result is signs and wonders happen, and will come to pass that when this generation moves in signs, wonders, and miracles, which I believe is this last day's generation, whosoever in that day will call upon the name of the Lord will be saved.
And the word saved in the Greek means healed.
That's right.
Delivered.
Sozo.
Intimacy with God. And you know what? Someone like a Jeff, years seeking God, it's going to be like, boom.
Instantaneous.
Instantaneous. Okay. Tell me, because it's so critical for you, the key for moving in the glory.
Every time I had a visitation, Sid, moving in the glory of God is because I was pressing in. I was worshiping. Worship is
You're a song leader. Come on now. It's easy for you to worship God in song, but how about me? I can't carry a tune.
Worship is not about singing a song. Worship is not about how well you sing. Worship is an attitude and a posture of heart.
In other words, it doesn't even have anything to do with singing.
It has nothing to do with singing.
That's why I wanted you to hear.
It's the posture of the heart. You present yourself before the Lord. You give yourself to God. That's worship. That's worship. And those that do that, I'm telling you what, the scripture says this, you, O Lord, are enthroned upon the praises of your people. When we praise, when we give Him our heart, the throne comes down, and where the throne is, the king is. Where the king is, there's a government. Where the government is, there's the angelic realm. His government rests down upon the praising, worshiping saint.
So you're saying that when we worship, it literally creates an avenue. It creates that ladder to heaven.
That's exactly
that Jacob, angels coming up, and that's what's happening when we are worshipers.
That's exactly right. I'll share a quick little story. I was in Tanzania a while back, and doing a campaign, and there were 80,000 people on the last night I did.
Little campaign.
80,000 people there. Most of them were Muslim.
Uh-oh.
And the Lord said, Jeff, you get these people to shout praises to me and I will do great miracles. My job was at being a cheerleader, getting the people to shout praises to Jesus Christ in Tanzania. And when we shouted, the glory of God came down. Instantaneous miracles, mass deliverance. People were dropping all over the field because of the power of God. The Lord said, you just get them to praise me and I'll heal them. They got healed. The glory of God fell on them. They got healed and then they got saved.
I have to tell you, I read about what happened to you in Tanzania and about the shout. And my last two meetings, I had people shout and the same thing happened. There's a power in the shout. But I want you to nail what worship is right now with our people.
Worship is not about how you sing. It's not about how well you sing. Worship is an attitude of the heart. You know, the scripture says that God is a rewarder of those who diligently and hotly pursue Him. I tell you what, if you make the Lord your pursuit, if you make the Lord your first priority, He will come upon you. He will come after you. You think you're going after God? He is hunting you down. And I believe that God is looking to hunt you down. You're hungry right now. Worship is key to just receiving everything that God has for you. And it's not about singing. It's about your heart. So right now, just give your hearts to the Lord. Set your affections on things above, the scripture says. Set your heart on the Lord. Set your affections on Him. When you do that, He will answer you. There is an impartation that God will give to everybody. And even now, an impartation to you as you're listening to what I'm telling you right now.
I'm going to tell you what I know. I'm just in the presence of God as Jeff is speaking. I'm hearing words of knowledge, people, but there are going to be so many people healed. But I want Jeff to pray an impartation over your life to be hungry for God and receive the glory of God, which he does all the time on media, and it goes right through the center of the computer. Be right back.
We'll be right back to It's Supernatural.
Call now and get Jeff Jansen's powerful interactive book and three-part audio CD teaching, The Believer's Guide to Miracles, Impartation, Activation, and Healing. This package is exclusive to our It's Supernatural audience. Yours for a donation of $35. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9480. Through Jeff's easy-to-understand interactive book, The Believer's Guide to Miracles, Impartation, Activation, and Healing, you will understand how to avoid falling into the traps of the enemy that block your breakthroughs. Obtain total freedom from the roots of sickness and disease. Learn 5 keys to jumpstarting God's healing power in your life. Understand how to receive and then maintain your healing. Learn how to harness the power of God's spoken word. Begin to walk with the gospel of power, performing healing, miracles, signs, and wonders. Discover the importance of total surrender and quick obedience to the voice of God. This one-of-a-kind 217-page interactive book includes questions, life application exercises, and even a place to write your notes. You will also receive Jeff Jansen's three-part audio CD teaching, exclusive to our It's Supernatural TV audience. Through this anointed CD series, you will receive 5 keys guaranteed to release the glory of God upon you. Begin to do the greater works that Jesus promised you would do. Jeff Jansen includes anointed prayers for healing for you and for you to receive God's baptism of fire. Jeff also prays for you to receive God's supernatural wisdom and revelation, the revelation power of Jesus to become alive in you, and for you to receive an impartation of God's resurrection power.
Jeff says, and I believe, that God is raising up an army. They're going to operate in all the gifts of the Spirit. It's not reserved for the superstars. It's reserved for those who have intimacy with the superstar.
Don't miss out on getting Jeff Jansen's powerful interactive book and three-part audio CD teaching, The Believer's Guide to Miracles, Impartation, Activation, and Healing. This package is exclusive to our rich supernatural audience. Yours for a donation of $35. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9480. Call or you can send your check to Sid Roth. It's Supernatural. P.O. Box 39222, Charlotte, North Carolina 28278. Please specify offer number 9480 or log on to SidRoth.org. Call or write today.
We now return to It's Supernatural.
You know, you're the first I've heard to prophesy this. But you say God showed you raising the dead will be commonplace for not just Jeff Jansen, but for you, for everyone watching us right now. Commonplace?
Commonplace. Romans 8:11 says, if that same Spirit that raised Jesus Christ from the dead lives in you, He will also bring to life your short-lived and imperishable bodies by that resurrection Spirit that's in you. If Christ is in us, it's the Spirit of resurrection power. We were commanded by Jesus in Matthew chapter 10, verses 8, 9, and 10. He said, as you go, preach, saying the kingdom of heaven is right here at hand. Now, heal the sick. Don't pray for the sick. Heal the sick. Raise the dead. It's a command. Don't pray for the dead. Raise the dead. Drive out demons, cleanse those that are lepers. Freely you've received kingdom power, resurrection power, and authority, freely give it away. It's not just for the elites, it's for everybody. I believe, Sid, God is raising up a glory generation.
What does that mean?
A glory generation simply means this, a people that are so filled with the glory of God, so filled with the presence of
we'll
God.
We'll have to put a string on them, so otherwise they'll just keep going.
they just release kingdom power and authority. And they are Christian, but they're more than just in name only. They literally are sons and daughters of God. And they recognize.
What does that really mean? I hear it rattled off your mouth. What does it mean to be a son and daughter of God?
It means that God is my Father. I'm part of a supernatural family. You're part of a supernatural family. Every one of you that are watching, if you're born again, and you have Jesus Christ in your life, you're part of a supernatural family. We have a father and we have an older brother, a supernatural brother. We are part of a supernatural family. I am not just Christian in name. I'm a son. I have a father and an older brother who paid an incredible price in blood for me to be able to move just like he did and even do greater miracles than him. That's what he said.
All right. I know the scripture. The Messiah said, you will do the same works that I have done and even greater. What do you figure is the greater? I mean, if the dead are raised, the blind see, the people in wheelchairs get up and walk, what is greater?
Well, here we are doing a show called It's Supernatural, which is an incredible show. People all around the world watch it. And we're doing the show It's Supernatural is because there's a supernatural generation. It's a generation that does miracles that even do greater miracles than what Jesus did. Not because the things that he did were amazing. It's just that we're a generation where new things are always happening. God is creative. Power is being released. Authority is being released. Jesus, in his short time here, only did a little bit of the supernatural, the miraculous. But what about a whole generation moving in greater works and greater miracles and greater signs and wonders? God is always doing it. We can't produce it, but he does it by his Spirit through his people.
You know what I've been saying for a long time, Jeff, is the realm of creative miracles, someone without an eyeball, the eyeball materializing. Tell me one creative miracle you've seen.
I was just in Peru, and I'll share this story. There was a man there who was about 70 years old in this campaign. There were thousands and thousands of people there. I basically stood up, and I did exactly what I did in Tanzania. We released a shout, and the glory of God fell in Lima, Peru. This man had cancer in his eyes. One eye was completely taken out. The eyeball was gone and was sewn shut. The other one was leaking. It was completely blind and was leaking lesions and things. He was scheduled to have that one taken out. When the glory of God, the power of God fell in that meeting, he received healing. He received his sight back. Even when the eye was gone, he could see through the eyelid that was sewn shut.
That sounds impossible.
It does sound impossible. That's exactly right, but it is possible.
All right, I want everyone that is hungry for what Jeff operates in, hungry to know your Father, hungry to know the Messiah of Israel. Pray for us, whatever God shows you.
Lord, I want to thank you for everybody that's watching and is connected to this right now. Lord, I want to thank you that we can know you, and we do know you. So Holy Spirit, I want to thank you for touching people, touching the millions and millions of people that are watching this right now. Touch them right now. Holy Spirit, I want to thank you. I see a man with cancer right now, and I see cancer in the blood. And you're watching this right now. You were diagnosed with cancer in the blood. I can see it right now. And Jesus Christ is healing you. I bind that demon. I bind that sickness and that disease. And the glory of God is touching and healing you right now. I see other conditions like with eyes. I see glaucoma. That's what it is. I see glaucoma in the eyes. I see stigmatisms and things like that. Even blindness that God is healing right now. But for those of you that are watching right now and you're hungry, you've been connecting with what's been being communicated, what's been shared today, you're sensing, Jeff, I'm hungry for the presence of God. I'm hungry for the glory of God. I want to be close to the Lord. I want to have the same encounters you can. And I want to pray for you right now. I want you to extend your hand because I'm going to release this impartation. Lord, I want to thank you for the hunger. You said, blessed are those who are hungry. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst. They shall be filled. They shall be satisfied. Lord, I thank you for holy, holy hunger. And for everyone that's hungry for you, Lord, you promise to satisfy them. I pray for an impartation, an activation. I pray for miracles, signs, wonders, visitations right now, and being having encounters with you, Jesus Christ. Lord, I pray right now, Holy Spirit, lift them into that precious, precious secret place of your presence where you reward those who hotly come after you. I pray that impartation on them now. I pray for fresh dreams, fresh visions, fresh signs and wonders, a fresh place in you. Here's what the Lord is telling me now. The old door is closing, and there's a brand new door that's opening for you today. A brand new place opening by the Holy Spirit for you today. The old is gone, the new is here. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
And I have a word for you. Don't look back. New beginning.
God is raising up an army of believers who carry a radical anointing to operate in miracles, signs, and wonders, and even bring the dead back to life. Jeff Janzen has been helping to raise up these carriers of God's glory. And guess what? You can be one of them. Jeff Janssen has been given by God revelation to help prepare you to experience God's glory now. Get ready for God to transform your life, job, marriage, relationships, family, and ministry.
The Holy Spirit came with full power, and He lives inside of each and every one of you. You have the right, the authority, the ability to be able to move in the supernatural.
Call now and get Jeff Janssen's powerful interactive book and three-part audio CD teaching, The Believer's Guide to Miracles, Impartation, Activation, and Healing. This package is exclusive to our It's Supernatural audience. Yours for a donation of $35. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9480. Through Jeff's easy-to-understand interactive book, The Believer's Guide to Miracles, Impartation, Activation, and Healing, you will understand how to avoid falling into the traps of the enemy that block your breakthroughs. Obtain total freedom from the roots of sickness and disease. Learn 5 keys to jumpstarting God's healing power in your life. Understand how to receive and then maintain your healing. Learn how to harness the power of God's spoken word. Begin to walk with the gospel of power, performing healing, miracles, signs, and wonders. Discover the importance of total surrender and quick obedience to the voice of God. This one-of-a-kind 217-page interactive book includes questions, life application exercises, and even a place to write your notes.
The reason why I wrote this book is because everybody has the ability, everybody has the authority, everybody has the right to be able to move in the supernatural. And that's exactly what Jesus said. John 14:12, He said, "You see the works that I'm doing, you're going to do greater works than me because I'm going to the Father."
You will also receive Jeff Janssen's three-part audio CD teaching, exclusive to our It's Supernatural TV audience. Through this anointed CD series, you will receive 5 keys guaranteed to release the glory of God upon you. Begin to do the greater works that Jesus promised you would do. Jeff Janssen includes anointed prayers for healing for you and for you to receive God's baptism of fire. Jeff also prays for you to receive God's supernatural wisdom and revelation, the revelation power of Jesus to become alive in you, and for you to receive an impartation of God's resurrection power.
Jeff says, and I believe, that God is raising up an army of people that are not going to hold back on God, that are going to have intimacy with God, that are going to operate in all the gifts of the Spirit. It's not reserved for the superstars. It's reserved for those who have intimacy with the superstar.
Don't miss out on getting Jeff Janssen's powerful interactive book and three-part audio CD teaching, The Believer's Guide to Miracles, Impartation, Activation, and Healing. This package is exclusive to our It's Supernatural audience. Yours for a donation of $35. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9480. Call or you can send your check to Sid Roth. It's Supernatural. P.O. Box 39222, Charlotte, North Carolina 28278. Please specify offer number 9480 or log on to SidRoth.org. Call or write today.
Next week on It's Supernatural, my guest had a revelation of the secret kingdom. And from this understanding, he developed the first Christian television network in America, a television show that has over 1 million viewers daily, a major university, a law school, and he says these secrets work the same for everyone.